Buongiorno e benvenuti. Welcome to Art Yoga Pills with me, your host, Dinni. In this space, we will connect and share together about creativity, inner child, and self-awareness. Siete pronti? Enjoy! Ciao a tutti, kia ora, and welcome to a new episode of Art Yoga Pills. On this occasion today, I would like to take you with me on my journey of my experience of Vipassana. For those who are not familiar yet with Vipassana, what I can say to you is that is a technique of meditation that has been on since very long time, since was discovered by Buddha. And the way that is delivered nowadays to the community of the whole world is coming through a form of a retreat. And the first time that you participate in this retreat, you need to have a commitment of 10 days to learn and dive into the practice. One of the requirements of these 10 days is noble silence. And so I had to experience 10 days where we were not allowed to speak to anyone else but our teacher and our manager, according to our site, female site or male site. It is an interesting experience because, of course, initially it might put off many people. Wow, 10 days with no talking, I will never be able to do that. That's what I heard many times. And in my personal experience, what was stopping me actually from diving into this journey was actually the ability of meditating for a prolonged period of time throughout the day for 10 days in a row. So the part of not talking was actually the one where I was most excited about. I am a person that doesn't like too much to speak, for example, in the morning. So I might look like a little bit rude or grumpy when I don't say good morning to people. Of course, I do my best to do so when I have to, although it feels like a must more than something that I do out of willingness. And so this experience was for me a possibility where I didn't need to feel judged for my behavior, which, of course, it's something that everybody might feel challenged about when you are doing something that it doesn't follow the kindness that a person might have towards other people. And so the excitement of not having possibility to do eye contact with no one, no talking with no one, was actually make me feel very excited more than afraid of how I was going to handle the situation. Possibly the only reason why I was very afraid was the idea of not being able to sing under the shower, which is something very common for many people, myself included. And I have to say that actually it didn't happen, not even on the day where they allowed us to speak and I was finally able to express myself. I went in the shower and I remember that I was scrolling through my mind list of songs and was empty. I was completely out of ideas of what to sing. But the experience that I want to share with you in relationship with that is actually the nature of human relationship. It is very common, of course, in the country where I come from, which is Italy, to sometimes finding ourselves in situation where you might purposely avoiding someone that you know to not say hi. I'm not saying that this is a common thing for Italy, but it's a thing that along my journey when I was living there, I noticed quite a lot. While on the other side of my experience in life, when I start traveling, for example, in Australia or here in New Zealand, where I've been living for several years now, I find it quite nice that you find people that you don't know, that you never seen before, smiling at you and be very kind. And of course, I've been also grow up in a family where is a must be kind to other people. And sometimes I felt forced in certain situation to say hi to someone that I didn't truly feel like almost as an imposition. So out of natural willingness. And probably that in a certain aspect of my life developed this idea that for once I wanted to have the pleasure of not say anything to anyone. Not a kind smile, not a kind word. And that was where I was finally able to not do anything of that. So when on the first evening the time was up and we begin our silence, I kind of find almost immediately how challenging it actually was to be able to perform this task. I realize how throughout a day there are so many little occasions that make us feel connected with other human beings. So if someone was holding the door for me or I was doing the same for someone, there wasn't the possibility of saying thank you for that matter. As well as, for example, excuse myself or saying sorry if I was bumping into someone's shoulder, stepping accidentally on someone's foot, or receive that back towards me. Especially in the queue for the meal times was quite challenging. Make myself feel visible and other people the same when you don't have the possibility to communicate it out loud. As well as walking in the forest where you normally wish to smile to someone, to say hi when you cross their path. And so I find all these little things that I was giving for granted kind of hitting me. Not that I was feeling either bad or good about it, but I was just noticing, almost as if I was surprised of how many small interactions we are used to on a daily basis, and how much all of a sudden all this little interaction were missing out of my experience in this path. And so I lived like that for 10 days where I was recognizing people by the shoes that they were wearing, because I was extremely committed on avoiding eye contact as well. So I barely knew how someone was looked like. And I guess we were about 60 or 70 people, possibly more. Of course, being in the female side, I was used to my group. But this didn't change the fact that on the last day, I noticed so many faces that I was not even aware they were there. Until I look at their shoes and then I realize who they were. That was quite funny. But also in this experience, what I truly appreciate was the experience on the last day when we have a set time where we know that the Nobel silence is finished and we are finally ready to start to speak again, to communicate, to connect with one another. Although contact was still under restriction, it was beautiful to have the moment, to witness this moment and notice how my joy was extremely high in that moment. It was the end of the meditation, and as usual, every time that a finish a meditation, the teacher is announcing what we have to do next so that we are prepared to move on for our next task in the day. And so even on this occasion, we were waiting for this moment, which never came. Both teachers stand up, they left the room, and the manager from both sides, the female and the male, they were there at the front and they turned to looking at us smiling. We knew that we were not allowed to speak in the meditation hall, that we had to move to the dining hall for that. But we were all quite surprised from the usual staring at the floor that we were used to for the past days. We could finally raise our head and looking at each other in the eyes. I was at the very, very back, so I had clear availability to envision in front of me all these faces that full of curiosity, they start to look around among the crowd and staring at people's eyes and smiling. And in that moment, it felt really good, the sensation that I experienced inside, because I kind of felt like an array of tears coming up and up and up. Tears of joy, of course, that I could not express. And so slowly people started to stand up and almost hurry up to be as fast as possible to reach the dining hall. And as well as them, I followed them, but with the intention of going and hiding in my room for a little bit. I knew that tears were coming and I didn't want to show how vulnerable I was in front of them. So I was speeding up, and on the way I grabbed as many tissue as I could so that I could just like release all this tear that I was holding up to that moment. And as soon as I opened the door of my room, I just burst in tears. I couldn't stop myself. And the sound that I was making was sounding like I was desperate, like that something bad happened. But I knew within that was just out of joy. I stayed there for a couple of minutes, and as soon as I felt quite presentable, although I didn't have a mirror to check how my face was look like, I decided to go. I didn't truly want to miss at all the opportunity of witnessing such a rebirth. After so much silence, the ability of reconnect, share, and get to know people that I've lived with for so long, or it felt like so long, even if it was just 10 days, I perceive it as if I was 2 months there. I decided to go back to the hall, and I could still feel the vulnerability coming up. But this didn't stop me to look around myself and finding that after such a long period of time, I wasn't even sure what language I was going to use to communicate. Of course, I had many thoughts in my own language, my native language, which is Italian, as well as in English. And I knew that I was the only one anyway that could speak Italian. But I was speechless. In the moment where I was finally able to talk, no matter in which language I could do it, nothing was coming out. And so I was just noticing how some people were in the same position as me, as others instead were just start initiating conversation, start sharing and expressing themselves as much as they could or they felt like in that moment. And so I just put myself on a queue of people that were laying there. I was not even sure what they were about to do, but I just needed to be among them. So I just put myself out there and waiting for something to happen. And so the lady in front of me, she just turned and smiling at me. And I looking at her, and the only thing that I could say was, "Hi." And tears came up again, out like a waterfall. She smiled at me so joyful, and I returned my smile to her back, and I just said, I'm sorry, I haven't heard my voice for 10 days and I couldn't stop crying. She was really nice to me, and that kind of initiated the spark of conversation and be happy of the experience that I was having. I didn't expect this to happen, and I find out through this last part of my experience that despite the initial joy of being able to not having this human connection, I was actually even more joyful to found it again. And so this was a little bit of my sharing in regarding with this specific topic of my experience of Vipassana. I am more than happy to keep on sharing with you more information about if you wish to. And you might want also to contact me if you have some question or more story that you want to hear from me regarding my own experience about it. I just came back a couple of days ago and my mind is still quite fresh on all the memories that I got from the experience, although I'm finding still quite speechless to share how my experience was look like. I received so many questions from friends that met me on the same day of my coming back to my life, and within a day I completely lost my voice to answer to all those questions. So I'm more than happy to be available for you as well if you wish to know more, or if you are thinking to go and you need some advice, or even simply if you wish to be curious with me and get to know a little bit more about it, even just for the sake of it. So I hope you enjoy this podcast and enjoy your time. Grazie per averci fatto compagnia. We hope you enjoyed your time with us. If you wish to stay updated and connected, visit us on our social media channels and our website www.artyoga.co. Ci sentiamo presto. Ciao! See you!